On top, it's page Samach. Okay, and Tanya, at the bottom of these Tanya, it's 223. On the top, it's page Samach. You're 100% correct, by the way.
There you go.
And?
Here. Did you take?
And where? Where? You don't have the exact word?
I don't have the word. No, I just have 223.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
It doesn't matter. We didn't learn for a few weeks anyway already. Okay.
We talked about silver and gold. And
right. That's at the top of the page, though.
This one?
No, I brought your Tanya to you.
Yehudis has the little tiny one.
I brought it to you before the class. I don't know.
Somebody take it?
Somebody probably... No, no, no.
Is it on... It's on the shtender there? It's on the...
No. Somebody probably put it away somewhere. They thought... Yeah, it's in that bookcase. I put it by your chair, by the way. Okay. We're on 223 in these Tanya's page, Samach on top. Okay. Now, the Rebbe is explaining here, we didn't learn for a few weeks. Let's just recap exactly what he's saying. He says that because every person has a Moshe Rabbeinu in them, okay, so therefore it's easy and close to do Torah, it's easy connected to go to God. How do you reveal that Moshe Rabbeinu within ourselves? That's what we're in the middle of learning now. So he says, one is, how do you reveal this level within yourself? Meditating into the greatness of God, stimulating love and fear of Hashem, that's one way you get it. Another way of doing it, okay, is to work with the soul, not only, the first way is to break the body. Okay, not to give in, not to fast and torture your body, but not to give in to the temptations of your body. Because then the body becomes stronger, so godliness is more difficult to connect. Samach on top. Now, the second way, he says, is to actually meditate into the greatness of Hashem. The way God is watching over us, and everything that we do, He notices, and His presence is there. And He says, then, you could, even with great difficulty, you can still awaken this love and fear of Hashem. Okay, by meditating into the greatness of Hashem. Okay, so he says like this. We're going to start the top line of Peit Samach. K'mei Shamed Azal, like our sages tell us, Yogaiti Umatsasi. If a person says, I labored, I worked on it, and I found it, it's one of the 12 psukim, right? The Gemara says a very interesting statement. If a guy says, Lo Yogaiti, alright, let's start from the beginning. Yogaiti, I made an effort to understand it, and I didn't get it, don't believe the person. Lo yogaiti, if a guy says, I didn't make an effort and I got it, don't believe him either. I made an effort and I got it, then you believe him. Now, the Gemara, the interesting expression of our sages, every word is exact. It says, if you make an effort, and I found it. Matsasi means I found it. It should have said, Yogaiti, and I understood it. Why does it say the expression, I found it versus I understood it? Because that's what it's talking about. It's talking about intellectual things. If a person says, I made an effort to understand it, and I understood it, believe him. But why does it use the expression Metzia? Metzia actually is, women when they go shopping say, I got a Metzia. Yeah, those that speak Yiddish. A metzia is I got a bargain. You ever say, well, I got a metzia? You don't need it, but it's big sale. You don't need it, you don't have the money, but it's a metzia. Go buy it anyway, right? Then you come home and tell the husband, I got a metzia. Okay. But in real Hebrew, metzia means something you find, which means something you don't anticipate getting and you get it. That's what's called a metzia. Metzia is a lost article you find in the street. Nobody walks in the streets looking for lost articles. You're walking and you happen to come about it. That means you didn't expect it. What the Gemara is actually teaching us, the Alter Rebbe is quoting this, that if a person makes an effort to understand godliness, you will get more than you anticipated getting. Not only would you get what you anticipated getting, you're going to get a metzia, meaning you're going to get something you didn't think you were even going to get. You're going to get much more than you anticipated. And he says, K'niksiv, like this says in the Tanakh, in Tevakshana K'kesef, if you seek her, meaning godliness, like silver, or K'batmein in Techpesena, and you will search for it like a hidden treasures, as Tovin Yiras Hashem, then you will understand the fear of God. Meaning, you have to be diligent to find God, and then you will understand Him. And if you think about it, that itself is a miracle. Human intellect is limited. No matter how smart you are, you could be 10 Einsteins together, it's still limited. God is infinite. Yet God says, when you make an effort to understand me, I will give you an understanding of me. Meaning you're getting more than you anticipated because you're understanding something infinite, something godly. Pirush, which means, k'derech shemechapis adam, just like when a person seeks, matmen va'etzer atomim betachlis ha'aretz, like if a person who seeks a hidden treasure or wealth buried underneath the ground, shechefer achra b'yegi atzuma, that you dig after it with a tremendous effort. If you know there's a treasure in your backyard, yeah, you're going to go everything possible to go find it. You know, they tell an interesting story. They used to tell this to kids. This guy once had a dream that underneath the bridge outside the king's palace, there's a treasure. And the guy's name was Chaim. Okay? He had a dream. He was a poor man, but he had a dream that underneath the bridge outside the king's palace is a treasure. So he decided, I have nothing to lose. He goes there and he starts digging under the bridge. And of course he's caught by the king's guard. Okay, what are you doing here? So he was a poor man, very sincere, simple person. He says, I'll tell you the truth. I had a dream that I found a treasure underneath the king's bridge, and so I came to find it. That's what I'm doing here. So the guard laughed at him. And he said, you fool, do you know that I had a dream last night that by this guy Chaim, in Chaim's house, underneath his oven, there's a treasure. He said, the guard said, what do you think, I'm going to go to Chaim's house, whoever he is, and go find the treasure? So Chaim right away went home, and he moved the oven, and he found the treasure. What's the moral of the story? Why are we looking for treasures somewhere else? We have the treasures in our own home, within ourselves. Why do I have to go look, so to speak, in other religions, in other philosophies, if we have it within ourselves, within our own, underneath my own house, I have treasures. But a person has to go seek for a treasure. It's not going to come up from the ground easily. And he says, this is the treasure that the person has to dig deeply into themselves, and it's a lot of work. You know, to mine gold and silver from the ground is not easy. You just don't take a shovel and go, you know, it's a lot of work. So the same way, he says, a person needs to dig with tremendous effort to reveal the treasure of fear of God, Hatsafan umuster babina salev, which is buried and concealed in the understanding of the heart, shall call Adam and Yisrael of every single Jew. And Alter Rebbe says like this, every Jew has a Moshe Rabbeinu within them, like you said before. Other places it says every Jew has a Mashiach within them. It's there, it's buried, you gotta dig it up. And when you dig it, you get it. It's not gonna come easy. He says, so basically what the Alter Rebbe is explaining is, you don't need to create it. It's there. All you need to do is reveal it. In other words, the holiness and the sanctity of the Jewish soul exists by every single Jew, man, woman, and child. They have to dig to reveal it, but not to create it. You don't have to make it. It's there. And he says, "Shibachinu madregas shelemayla miyazman." That level of godliness that we find within us, that exists within us, is above time and place, and that is the yira ativis, the natural instinct of fear, hamesuteres ana, which is hidden within every single Jew. Rak kadei shetoveli de maisa, in order to come into action. I mean, that this fear of God comes actually into action. Pchinas yiras chet, in fear of sin, liyasur meira, to turn away from evil in action, speech, and thought. Tarach legaleisim emetspunei binas alev. You need to reveal it from the hidden levels of the heart. Shelemaila miyazman, which is above time. Laviyah lebchinas machshava mamashe b'merch, to bring this above time. I'll explain in a second. To bring the above time godliness within us. Lahamik ba machshavti, to delve your mind. Meshech zman ma, for an extended period of time. Achetetzi pulos, until its effect comes from the potential to the reality. Meaning like this. Potential, every Jew has this unbelievable level of godliness. But it's not enough in potential. Like everybody knows, I could potentially be good, doesn't mean anything. Okay? It's not enough to be potentially good. You need to be potentially rich, or to be potentially great. And potential is very nice, but you gotta bring it out into the open. See, he says every person has this level of godliness within them, this infinite level of godliness, this Moshe Rabbeinu within them, this Mashiach within them, and they need to bring it out into the open. How? By digging deeply into ourselves. Which is work. It's not easy. And he says, how do you do it? By meditating into the greatness of Hashem, not giving into the temptations of the body that blocks this spiritual revelation of godliness, and to bring it out. Haino mich means, in a practical way, he says, liyasur mera, to turn away from evil, aseite, doing good, and doing good, v'machshava dibur umaisa, in thought, speech, and action. Meaning, not to do evil in thought, speech, and action, and to do good in thought, speech, and action. Why? Why do we do it? Because God is looking over us. When you say fear of God, okay, that's what he's talking about here, creating the fear of God. If he's not there, you don't fear it. Right? As we all know, if a policeman's not around, you don't fear it. Okay, you can do whatever you want, if you know he's not watching. But we said before, a person, fundamental thing, you wake up in the morning, right? The first thing, you open your eyes, God is present. And a person has to work on that, by the way, to realize that God's existence is like a physical king, or policeman, whatever you want to call him, standing over you, watching every action you do in thought, speech, and action. And there's no getting away from it. So a person has to awaken this fear of God within them with the realization that I have to behave in thought, speech, and action, both not doing negative thought, speech, and action, and doing positive thought, speech, and action. Because that's what it's all about. The person is thought, speech, and action. That's what we are. We're much more than that. Our behavior is thought, speech, and action. It's not enough to be a Jew at heart. You know, come the Kardiyah Jews. They have, a lot of time you meet them. I'm a Jew at heart, right? They need to bring it out. Can you imagine you tell somebody you love, I really love you a lot, but I'm not doing a thing for you? It doesn't work. By the way, does that mean you don't love them? No, it could be you love them. But you're not showing it. And if you don't show it, it doesn't mean anything. And by the way, by God it's a little bit different. If I say I love you, but I don't do anything for you, so how do you really know I love you? How do you know? Because he said so. God really knows what's going on inside. Right? Nevertheless, even for Hashem, it's not enough to be a Jew in heart. Because Hashem says, you need to connect to me through your thought, speech, and action. If you're only a Jew at heart, then you're connected to me in your heart. I don't see your brain connected to me. I don't see your mouth connected to me. I don't see your action connected to me. So in order to bring out this potential connection that a Jew has with Hashem, it's mandatory to bring it out into thought, speech, and action. Now, if you don't turn away from evil, meaning you think wrong, evil, and you speak evil, and you do evil, so obviously it can be connected. Because everything you're doing is separating you from him. So first you need to get rid of the dirt, turn away from evil, and that's why it's interesting. When David HaMelech says, and we say it every Shabbos morning in davening, Surmera Vasei Tev, before Baruch Shomer, turn away from evil and do good, seek peace. Okay? But David HaMelech says, turn away from evil and then do good. There's an order there. You can't get dressed to go to a banquet if you're covered with mud. I mean, can you imagine? You just did gardening, you're full of mud from head to toe, you fell into quicksand, and then, okay, you're going to get dressed for the banquet, for the wedding, and you're just going to put your clothes on. It doesn't work. In order to get dressed, so to speak, you first need to remove the evil. You can't do mitzvahs to connect if you're connected to mud. You have to get rid of the filth, spiritual filth, and then you're able to connect. And that's why that order is that way. Okay, and he says like this, why do we do this? Mipnei Hashem, because of God. Hatzeifu Mabit, who looks and looks deep. Umazin Umakshiv, and he listens and he is attuned to it. Umevin al komaseu, and he knows everything we understand, what we do. Okay? He looks, sees, hears, listens, and perceives everything we do. Uvechin kloyes v'leif, and he searches his, literally means his kidneys and his heart, to see if the person is actually serving God properly. God doesn't like fake news. Doesn't like fake news. It's not real. That's why it's called fake. God likes when a Jew does it and they mean it. So he says, God checks it out if you're really doing it properly. And he says, Commandment Azal, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Histalkol B'Shleisha Devarim, right? Beginning of the second parak. Meditate and reflect on three things, and you will never come to sin. What are the three things? Ayin Raya, there's an eye that sees, meaning God sees everything we do. Ve'ezin Shemas, and there's an ear that hears. And the third thing is, everything is written in the book. And you know what's interesting? As we get closer to Mashiach, and the world is darker, God makes it easier for us to understand this concept, by the way. Can you imagine 500 years ago, somebody learned the Mishnah and says, you should know there's an eye that sees and an ear that hears and everything's written in the books. Guy said, come on. But now you know there's satellites up there that can see everything in your house. Everything you're walking in the street, they can see every single thing you're doing. Even though you think nobody's looking, they could see everything you're doing. You say something, it's recorded. And everything's in the books. So now, Hashem made it easier for us to understand this concept, which is fundamental Judaism, by the way. The Mishnah says, if you reflect on these three things, you will never come to sin. If you realize God is always watching us, and God is always hearing us, okay, by the way, which is thought and speech, and everything is written in the book, which is action, which is thought, speech, and action. God sees, hears, and writes in the book, the person will never come to sin. Because they can't, because God's watching them. But it's not an easy thing to do, by the way. To realize this concept, it takes a lot of digging and working, And people need to work with themselves. People are very lazy today. They don't want easy, instant everything. Instant communication, instant gratification, instant entitlement, instant everything. And Torah says, doesn't work like that. Nothing good, by the way, comes easy. Nothing, huh?
Needs hard work.
Yeah, hard work. But you know what's so good? But then, by the way, let me tell you a little secret. When you do it yourself, you appreciate it much more than it's given to you as a gift. The Gemara has an expression, Adam Reitze Bekav Shalai, a person would rather have one measurement of what they worked for, rather than nine measurements of what somebody else gives them. When you do something and you appreciate it, I mean, when you do something and you get it, you appreciate it much more than if you get it for free. Because easy come, easy go. If you notice, even kids, when they get things for free and they break it, it's okay, big deal. They didn't work to get it. When they worked with their own sweat and toil and they worked on it to get it, then you appreciate it much more. And that's why, by the way, why Hashem does not make our life easy in this religion. God says, if it's easy, you will not appreciate it. And by the way, and it's interesting, the whole way life is set up, initially, we're given things as babies. We're given everything. And because at the beginning you need to be given because you're not able to do it yourself. Then when you get older, now the parents say, okay, now you gotta do it on your own. I'm not gonna feed you, you know, when you're 95. I will train you how to get yourself stand, what's the ultimate teacher? Like in yeshiva. The ultimate goal of a teacher is not to teach the kids the Gemara, the Talmud. The goal of the teacher is that the kids should be able to learn on their own. So the whole emphasis of teaching is to build the child up in a way that they learn to do it themselves. How do parents educate children? Eventually you can be able to make a living on your own. Or eventually I will teach you how to be a mensch and good at midos and good, you know, behavior and good character and everything. But then it comes a time, you gotta do it yourself. It's not for me to do anymore. Because then, by the way, then it's worth something. Otherwise, it's interesting, in the Zohar, Chassidus brings this down. Something you get for free is called Nahama Dichsufa. It's an Aramaic word which means bread of shame. It's shameful bread because it's not yours. You know, it's interesting. You tell people, when you talk to people about relationships and all that, you know, people are into looks and money and all that stuff, yeah? Looks is what God gave you. Okay? A lot of times money, you're born into money, so it's not what you did. Okay? But what you accomplished of being a mensch, having good character traits and good midas and all that, that's what a person should pride themselves with. That's because that what you did, not what somebody else gave you. Even if you had a nose job and the plastic surgeon did it, it's still what he did, not what you did. Well, a person, and you know, it's interesting, we say in Eishes Chayil, I mean, you guys don't say it, the men say it. In Friday night, when you say the woman of Allah, Eishes Chayil, yeah, it says, Sheker Achein, charm is false, Hevel Ayefi, beauty is nothing. Isha Yiras Hashem, a woman who fears God, is the one you should praise. Okay? So the Rebbe mentioned this many times in the commentaries, asked this question. The Gemara says a woman was created for beauty. So why does Shlomo HaMelech just knock it like, Sheker Achein Vehevel Ayefi? And the Rebbe explains it very simply and very profoundly. Something that somebody else gives you, you can't pride yourself with. You didn't do it. But when you fear God, then the beauty is real beauty, and then the charm is real charm. Then it's not what somebody else did, because you did it, then it affects the physical beauty, and it affects the physical charm and everything else, because what you accomplished is what really matters. And that's what Alter Rebbe is saying over here. When the person works and they accomplish it, that is actually an accomplishment. Otherwise, it's not. And he says, and again, the whole purpose of Tanya is to make Judaism easy. That's very close and easy. Now, the Rebbe says, you know why it's easy? Because again, you have it. You have this level in you. You just have to reveal it. You don't have to create it. Therefore, we mentioned in the, what's called the Kirev movement, you know, the movement that bring people closer to Yiddishkeit today. They call it Kirev Rechokim. Speaking close, distant Jews. And the Rebbe did not like that expression, by the way. He said, Jews are never distant. Every Jew is close. So you're not being Makariv, you're not bringing closer a distant Jew. You're bringing closer a close Jew. Because every Jew has it. We all have it. The only thing is we need to reveal it. So reveal it is a lot of work. You have a treasure. You know, don't go look somewhere else for treasures. You still gotta dig it, and you gotta find it. You don't have treasures walking around the street. You just go and pick it up and take it home. You gotta dig it. Right? And that's what it is. And he asks, okay, we'll just start this. Now the question is like this. The Mishnah says that God sees and God hears, and everything is written in the books, but God doesn't have eyes, and he doesn't see, and he doesn't hear, and he doesn't have in the books. So what does it mean? So he says, "V'gam ki ein le'dumos haguf," even though God doesn't have an image of a body, "Hare adrab," on the contrary, because he doesn't have the body, he sees everything. It's like a very interesting concept. When a person is alive, a soul is in a body. Dr. Rebbe explains this later in Tanya about tzaddikim. A soul is in a body. The soul is limited by the body. You can't be in many places at the same time. And therefore, when your soul is in the body, you can only see what's around you. When the soul leaves the body, because it's only spiritual, it sees everything all over the place. It's not restricted or limited by any physical limitation. He says, the fact that God doesn't have a body makes God more able to see, not less able to see. And it doesn't actually mean hearing and seeing and whatever. And he says, "Ari adrab," on the contrary, "Akol golav yodol lefanav," everything but God is much more revealed, "miriyaso ayim v'shmiyaso eizen," than what a person just sees and hears, because God is above all that, and it's a much deeper seeing and listening. So he said, "What does it mean?" It's only al derech, we'll just start this because we have to do this next time. K'mei adam eidea margish ba'atzmei, like a person who knows within himself. K'ma shenase v'nifl ba'echem ikore ma'chivarim. Okay. If you snub your toe, your head feels it. Right? Because your head feels what's going on in the entire body. He says, hot or cold, or you burn your toe, you feel it, right? So he says, the same thing, whatever happens in the world, God knows. Because it's all God. So everything is a part of God. So everything that happens in the world is godliness. Okay, we'll leave it here.